What if you, yes, you, could create a podcast, a real show, right from your phone? Sounds wild, doesn't it? But it's not just a daydream. With a creative spark and a dash of AI, you can turn that one tiny idea you've been holding on to into something incredible. Thanks to tools like Jellypod.ai, the process is streamlined, and honestly, it's so much simpler than you think. I'm Nova Vox, and in each episode, I'll give you strategies, tips, and know-how to build something truly unique, your very own podcast, your way. So let me ask you, are you ready? Ready to step into this world where your ideas come alive, where every episode will echo with your passion? The future of storytelling and podcasting is waiting for you. Game changers, aren't they? Tools like Jellypod and ChatGPT are absolutely transforming the way creators approach their work. I mean, think about it. Not long ago, the idea of drafting a full script in minutes sounded, well, utopian. And now? It's become a standard part of the creative toolkit. Take Jellypod, for instance. It's not just about automating the process, it helps you create structured narratives from rough ideas. You feed it a concept, maybe a list of topics, or even just some keywords, and the tool spins those into a cohesive script that's remarkably easy to work from. It's like having a virtual co-writer who's always, you know, ready to brainstorm. And with ChatGPT, flexibility is the star. It's less about full scripts and more about refining smaller elements like dialogue or rephrasing sections to hit just the right tone. The kicker is how interactive it is. You tweak, it adapts, and you're left with a piece that feels personalized, even kind of conversational at times. But here's the thing. The magic really lies in the prompts you create. You've got to communicate effectively with these tools, right? If your prompt's too vague, well, you might get something generic back. But when you're clear and, let's say, intentional in your phrasing, the results can be pretty spectacular. Your unique voice pops through. Now, sure, AI does the heavy lifting, but it's not like you're handing off all the creative responsibility here. Adding those personal touches, like a compelling anecdote or a bit of flair in how the lines flow, those adjustments are essential, and that's where, honestly, the collaboration comes alive. I love seeing how podcasters, especially, are using these tools. There's something so inspiring about that blend of human intuition and algorithmic assistance, that moment when your creative tweaks turn an AI's draft into something uniquely yours. It kind of reminds us that, at the end of the day, so, when it comes to choosing the right AI tool, it really depends on what, you know, you're looking to accomplish. Each one kind of brings something unique to the table. Like, deep story? It's amazing for crafting narratives. It's not just about generating dialogue, but shaping story arcs and building character depth. It's like, truly tuned for writers who live and breathe storytelling. But then you've got something like Descript Overdub, which, I mean, is a totally different animal. It's all about audio. You make a mistake while recording? No problem. Instead of re-recording the whole segment, you can just edit the text, and Overdub fills in the gap with your cloned voice. It's kind of mind-blowing, honestly. Now, if we're talking podcasting specifically, Jellypod is, well, kind of in a league of its own. Its features aren't just powerful, they're tailored, like it gives you structured outlines based on just a rough concept. And the voice cloning, oh, it's seamless. On top of that, it lets you create dynamic AI co-hosts, like actual co-hosts with personalities that can riff off your script. That takes production value to a whole new level. I remember this project I worked on. I wanted to see how different tools could complement each other. Deep Story helped shape the narrative, Jellypod fleshed out the dialogue and pacing, and then Descript made the audio polish, like, effortless. It wasn't just cool. It was this creative playground where each tool brought something to the mix and showed me a totally new way to approach a project.
Honestly, there's a bit of a learning curve when you're juggling multiple tools, but that's part of the creative process, isn't it? You play around, figure out what clicks, and before you know it, you're crafting these dynamic pieces that feel fresh and totally your own. Let's talk about Agastya's journey. A screenwriter who decided to bring AI on board as a co-writer for their ebook. Now, this isn't just a what-if scenario. It's an actual case where AI transformed the way someone creates. So, Agastya started with character development. Imagine sitting down, and instead of trying to nail every little detail on your own, you plug in a few traits or a general backstory, and the AI fills in the gaps. It suggests motivations, quirks, things you hadn't even thought of. I mean, how cool is that? Then there's dialogue crafting. It's tricky, right? But here's where AI comes in. It generates conversations that sound natural, even dynamic. Agastya used tools like ChatGPT to play with tone, tweak reactions, and adjust pacing until every line felt, well, just right. But let's not forget the most important part, keeping your own voice in the process. Agastya didn't just hit copy-paste on AI suggestions. No, no. Every chapter, every section was edited to reflect their unique vision, layering that personal touch over the AI foundation. The whole thing really sped up their workflow too. I mean, instead of agonizing over, you know, every single rewrite, Agastya could focus on finessing, polishing every scene until it felt like theirs. AI wasn't replacing the creativity, it was enhancing it. And here's a question for you. How could AI boost your process? Whether it's brainstorming, refining ideas, or just saving time, it's worth thinking about where it might fit into your creative flow. Wow, we've made it halfway. And I just want to take a moment to say, great job. I think it's amazing that you've stuck with me through this series, diving into the world of AI tools and creative podcasting. Honestly, deciding to take those first steps is half the battle, right? And if you're sitting there thinking, okay, but where do I even get started? Here's some good news. You can start podcasting for free right now with jellypod.ai. I mean, the tools you need are literally at your fingertips. It doesn't matter if you're jotting down your first topic ideas or trying out an AI co-host for fun. The important thing is to just, you know, take that leap. Next time, we're diving into the heart of what makes your podcast uniquely you, branding. From refining your podcast's tone and style to nailing down its identity, we'll be talking about how to make your show stand out in a sea of voices. I'm super excited for that. But for now, let me just say thank you. It's been incredible sharing this journey with you, and I can't wait to see where you take it. And that's all for today. Remember, creativity takes courage and just a little bit of curiosity. So, until next time, go make something amazing. See you then.